There's plowing and there's planting and there's harvesting and gathering. There's threshing and there's winnowing and then there is selecting. There is grinding and there's sifting and there is also kneading. There is baking and there's shearing and there is also bleaching. There is combing and there's dyeing and there's plenty of spinning. Threading loom and threading harness and there's also weaving. Separating thread, there is tying and untying. There's sewing and there's tearing and you know there's also trapping. There's slaughtering and skinning and there's tanning and there's smoothing and there's marking and there's cutting and there's writing and erasing. You must remember building and you can't forget demolishing or kindling, extinguishing, the final blow of caddying. Now let's try it in Hebrew. There's Horesh and Zoreah, and there's Kotzer and Ma'amer. There is Dash, and there's Zoreh, and don't forget Borer. There's Tochen and Merakade, and then there's also Lash. There's Ova, and there's Gozes, and then there is Malabin. There's Menapets and Soveya, and plenty of Tove. Mesach Shteva Tenirin, a little bit of Oreg. Then there is Potseya, and there's Kosher, and there's Matir. There's Tofer and Korea, and you know there's also Tzad. There's Shochet and there's Mafshit, there's Ma'abed and Memachek, there's Meshartet and Mechatech, there is Kotev and there's Mochek, there's Bona and there's Soter, there is Mavir and Mechabe, Ma'keba Patish, and finally Hotza'a. These are the many tasks that were used to build the Mishkan. They number 39 and on the Sabbath are forbidden.